Beloved friends, we welcome you to the study of the God of my life. We have emphasized in our preceding message from God's own word two undeniable facts. First of all, I'm the object of divine creation. God made me with his hands. Second, I am the object of divine observation. I must say, thou God seest me. My beloved friend, will you not say these words to yourself? Will you not accept them and believe them? No other source but God's word alone confirms these blessed truths. God made me with his hands. God sees me with his eyes. But let us consider another fact that is true. I am the object of divine consideration. Listen to the words of Psalm chapter 40 and verse 17. They are precious. Though I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. May I say them again? Though I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. My beloved friend, whatever depth of experience in adversity may be yours or mine, you and I can say, if we will, the Lord thinketh upon me. I am the object of divine consideration. My beloved friend, if you and I will faithfully take God's word, we will be better off learning something about him and his personal consideration for every one of us. Here we find God in his wonderful word, seeking to assure us of his care for those whom he has created, for all those whom he sees. My beloved, do not criticize God. Better to criticize yourself and judge yourself and myself for not knowing how much he cares and how much he considers his creatures. Did you ever read the inspired words that tell of God's care for all the creatures of his creation? They're found in Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. The eyes of all, meaning all creation, wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Oh, my beloved, what a sad comment we must make that the human family at large fails to realize that everything in the whole creation God has given to provide for all of his creatures their necessary food. How very few people will humbly bow in their hearts and minds to give God thanks, even for his maternal mercies, even at the table when we eat. May I tell you of the incident that happened on one occasion when a dear old Christian brother bowed his head to give thanks at the restaurant table for the food that was before him. Very nearby his table were some rough-looking fellows who noticed the old man bow his head and give thanks. And when he had given thanks, one sarcastically said to him, "Grandpa, do all the folks where you come from do that?" Well, the dear old fellow just looked across with a smile and said, "No, boys, the pigs don't do it." Ah, listen, my friend. God made me. God made you. God sees me. God sees you. God considers me. God considers you. And though I'm poor and needy, God says he thinketh upon me. I can assure you, though there are many, many people who forget God, you might be one of them, yet God has never forgotten you. He has never forgotten one single man, woman, boy, or girl in all the history of mankind. He's got a wonderful memory. Did you ever read the words that God wrote to his earthly people who were forgetting him? They're found in chapter 49 of Isaiah, verse 15. Listen to them. God tells those people of his own nation, Israel, Who were forgetting him? Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Please let me emphasize it. God is saying to you and to me, I will not forget thee. My beloved, if you might be a believer in the Lord Jesus, and maybe at the time I speak to you, you have been showing by your life, by your conduct, you're forgetting God and your Savior. Please stop. Realize what God is saying, if you're a believer even. And if you're not a believer, but he's saying to the believer who's wandering away, yet will I not forget thee? Oh, do you not remember the words which you may have often sung, which I have also valued, of the children's old hymn? Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee, when I remember that Jesus loves me. Now, my beloved friend, if you are absolutely a stranger to God, if you may be living without any consideration of him, let me declare that the God who made you, the God who sees you, please take the truth in, is the God who thinks upon you. The Lord thinketh upon me. Perhaps you've never thought of God, but he has thought, and even today, he thinks of you. He knows your thoughts. For one is properly written, thou understandest my thoughts afar off, in Psalm 139 and verse 1. My beloved listener, you may never had any thoughts about God. Why not start thinking about him right now? God made me. Thou hast made me with thy hands. God sees me. You could say, thou God seeth me. God thinks of me, no matter how wretched I may be or not. The Lord thinketh upon me. Oh, my beloved, let me briefly recapitulate these thoughts. Why God is the God of my life? First, we have noted, I am the object of divine creation. With the psalmist in Psalm 119 and verse 73, we have noted, we, every one of us, can say to God, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Please, may I confess, absolutely convicted of the truth, God made every one of us, and he made you. But I'm not only the object of divine creation, I'm the object of divine observation. Thou God seest me. May I make this a very personal application, my friend? Thou God seest me. Will you not think of yourself and think of God? It is God who sees me. Every individual man, woman, boy, and girl. Then, as we have touched upon the precious thought today, I am the object of divine consideration. Though I'm poor and needy, whatever my state may be, spiritually or physically, poor and needy, the Lord thinketh of me. My beloved, may I ask you the question? Will you do something? Will you think of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, upon the cross? Dying for every man, every woman, for every boy, and for every girl, to save them from sin and to save them from hell. And as a mere individual, just by yourself, will you not acknowledge, when he hung upon the cross, he thought of you and he thought of me? My beloved, may I say, when the Lord Jesus was dying upon that cross for your sins and for mine, you and I were in his thoughts. Do you not remember the very first words he ever uttered when they nailed him to that tree and lifted him up upon that cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was thinking of you, my friend. He was thinking of me. Not only did he see the men that were nailing him to the tree, not only did he see the rabble mob that were mocking him, and the priests and the elders and all who were thus crying away with him and praying for them, he was praying for you and me. My beloved, you must confess, if you'll take the words of the psalmist, though I am poor and needy, yet with all my misery, my wretchedness, even as a sinner, one who has rejected him, he thinks of me. My beloved friend, I want to remind you, God does not need any computer. He has his own divine intellect, and he discerns every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, and he knows them by name. Did you ever notice in the 145th Psalm that the psalmist wrote, he calls all the stars by name. Now, you don't know the name of all the stars, but the divinely written word of God says he knows all the stars by name. And if he knows all the stars by name, let me tell you, he knows you by name. Oh, let me quote in closing those precious words of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And your name is in that verse. And your name is whosoever. My beloved, will you put your name in there? And tell God you thank him for loving you. You thank him for giving his Son for you. You can say, Lord, I thank thee for making me. I thank thee for seeing me. But I thank thee for thinking of me so much. You sent your Son to die for my soul. Oh, God grant, by the Holy Spirit, you will find the Lord Jesus today, if never you have, in all of your life, and make him the God of your life. Amen.